Good evening, everybody. This is John Hall. This is John Hall from Station 2 BBS Talk Radio. I am the host of today's show, and I am sorry to say that the guest I invited, Raina Lombard, who's an MFT and a transformational therapist, had to cancel. However, she will be on the show later this year. Nonetheless, I am celebrating tonight. My recent CAT scan reveals, as many of you know, I've been recovering from cancer for the last 3.5 years, shows I have no more cancer in my system. And thanks to Dr. Ward Joyner, who has been recommending food products and foods and waters for me, I have gone through a great recovery. As you might recall, I had 26 tumors of melanoma in the lymph system, in the lymph glands. And my energy's back up. I feel back to normal. And so I am doing this show to share the good news with everybody who listens. I'm also excited tonight to share with this audience a new, relatively new, microbial cancer or natural cure for viruses and bacterias and many different pathogens. Why this is important is because we need to take good care of our immune systems so that our inner body's defenses can fight pathogens, including cancer. The one I'm going to introduce tonight is a great antioxidant, and it's a weapon against aging and different diseases. I took this supplement during the last year in pill form as an immune system enhancer. It's called olive leaf extract. Not the same as olive oil, and I'll explain why. Now, when I finish this dissertation, if you have questions, please feel free to email me to discuss some of my sources for this information. So here we go. This is olive leaf. We're unleashing the amazingly potent and anti-aging, antioxidant, pro-immune system health benefits. Many of you probably have seen or read a little bit about the Mediterranean diet as being one of the healthiest ways to eat on the planet. It's also no secret that one of the most prominent ingredients in that diet is olive oil. But here's a well-kept secret. This amazing documented health benefit of olive oil doesn't come from just the oil. In fact, from a health perspective, the oil may not even be the most important product of the olive tree. Hard to believe. Look in any nutritional textbook and you're sure to find an entry for olive oil with a massive number of references touting its health properties. A number of studies have shown that people who get plenty of olive oil in their diet are less likely to die of heart disease. And a study in the Archives of Neurology found that people who adhered closely to an olive oil-rich Mediterranean diet had a 28% lower risk of developing cognitive impairment. The Mediterranean diet not only protects your heart, it also protects your brain. There's no disagreement about the fact that the fat in olive oil, which is an omega-9 monounsaturated fat called oleic acid, is a healthy fat associated with a bunch of benefits. But recently, nutritionists have begun to wonder whether the demonstrated health benefits of olive oil are not just coming from the fat. The olive plant itself is a rich source of such beneficial plant compounds as tocopherols, flavonoids, anthocyanins, and polyphenols. The body makes plenty of its own omega-9 9 says Dr. Rubin, an Israeli researcher and biochemist. He is quoted as saying, the real benefit of olive oil is that it delivers these amazing polyphenols. Now, the International Olive Oil Council, which is located in Madrid, Spain, is an intergovernmental agency that has 23 member states. It did significant research on olive oil, but like Dr. Rubin, it also came to the conclusion that there are significant benefits from just the actual leaves of the olive tree. In fact, when the distinguished medical Dr. Morton Walker wrote about the antimicrobial benefits of the olive leaf in his column in the Townsend newsletter, he received over 1,500 phone calls, letters, and faxes asking for more information about the therapeutic germ-killing components in olive leaf complex. Dr. Walker dubbed olive leaf complex as, get this, as nature's antibiotic, unquote. He even wrote an entire book about its health benefits. So the polyphenols from the olive leaf plant are a whole different story. According to research published in the Nutrition Research Reviews in 2005, the Mediterranean diet's healthy effects can be attributed not only to the high relationship between unsaturated and saturated fatty acids in olive oil, but also to the antioxidant property of its phenolic compounds. Olive leaf complex is a rich source of some of the most important phenolic compounds on earth, such as allulopine, hydroxyl tyrosol, tyrosol itself, luteolin, catechin, which are believed to be responsible for most of the leaf's pharmacological effects. Olive leaf complex also contains various trace elements good for our health, such as selenium, chromium, iron, zinc, vitamin C, beta-carotene, and a wide range of amino acids. Olive leaf complex is a concentrated source of antioxidant power that may just be one of your best weapons against aging and disease. So how does it work? Let's move on. Imagine if you put your car outdoors in the rain and left it there for years without any protection, what would it look like? Not very good. If you looked underneath the car, you'd probably find many areas that were rusted, and that rusting is caused by what we call oxidative damage. Preventing or combating oxidative damage, which is also called oxidative stress, is one of the major anti-aging strategies under your control. And you're more likely to do it if you understand why it's so important. Here's how oxidative damage works in your body. You might remember from chemistry, if you took chemistry 101, that every atom and molecule has electrons circling around in it. These electrons like to fly around in pairs, which keeps everything nice and stable and balanced. But once in a while, one of those electrons breaks free, and that's when all the trouble starts. Once one of the paired electrons breaks off, the molecule where it used to live is now running around with an unpaired single electron. The presence of that unpaired electron turns our formerly stable molecule into what is known as a free radical. I'm sure you've all heard of free radicals. It's called the raging bull of molecules. It's not a happy camper. In fact, the free radical acts like a college kid out on spring break without adult supervision. Maybe a crude example, but it fits. The irony, of course, is that when it does finally steal an electron away from a stable molecule, the molecule that just lost an electron to the rogue molecule becomes unstable itself and turns into a free radical, since it's now left with an unpaired electron. And the process begins again. The whole thing is like a vampire novel. Each time a new victim gets bitten, it turns into a vampire, and the whole sequence repeats. Ron Rothenberg, who's an MD, has a clever name for the sequence. He calls it the Cellular World War III. These free radicals are the source of an enormous amount of damage in the body. Every time these free radicals hit on your cells looking for a mate for their unpaired electron, they do cellular damage. This cumulative damage is a huge part of our aging. Quote, if the DNA is damaged when the cell divides to make new cells, the copies will be wrong, and whatever function that cell performs will not be done correctly, says Dr. Rothenberg. If aging is another name for breakdown, you can see immediately why free radicals age us. Cells break down, organ systems don't function well, DNA is damaged, and DNA replication, which is an incredibly complex and delicate enzyme-dependent process, doesn't happen efficiently, and DNA can become mutated. When this kind of damage accumulates in the brain, it contributes to all sorts of cognitive disorders typical of aging. When it accumulates in the heart or vascular system, you have heart disease. When it accumulates in the skin, you have aging skin. Now we're going to move on to what they call the free radical theory of aging. The role of free radicals in aging has been recognized at least since the 1950s, when an innovative scientist named Dr. Harman, PhD, MD, he proposed the free radical theory of aging. He believed that as go the cells, so goes the body. If our cells age, our whole body ages. And he says, or he saw aging as the cellular accumulation of free radical damage over time that our bodies are essentially resting from within. Years later, the free radical theory of aging was expanded to include not just aging, but degenerative diseases in general. We now know that oxidative damage plays a major role in every degenerative disease of aging, all the way from Alzheimer's and cancer to heart disease and diabetes and even immune dysfunction. By the way, Dr. Harman was nominated for the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1995. Now, the environment is a major source of the free radicals that wear down our bodies. Here we go. Tobacco smoke definitely wears down our bodies. Air pollution, pesticides, herbicides, contaminants in our water. All these form free radicals, which we then take into our body by breathing, drinking, or eating, and all of which contribute to the aging process and to the diseases which kill us. People who are constantly assaulted by these environmental free radicals and who don't have good defenses against them tend to age badly. The free radicals come into our body and start attacking our cells. They destroy genetic material, damage and mutate DNA, burden the immune system, and virtually destroy a cell's identity. The damage is enormous, and it's a huge part of what ages us. Some of the obvious sources of free radicals include tobacco smoke, pesticides, and chemicals. Not coincidentally, these are also sources of cancer-causing chemicals called carcinogens. The combination is lethal to anyone wanting to live in optimal health for 9 or more decades. Smoking, for example, creates free radicals that damage the lungs, and just for good measure, exposes us to carcinogen chemicals. Tobacco smoke is literally a turbocharged free radical factory on steroids. That's not my quote, that's somebody else. Then there are the pesticides sprayed on crops. Pesticides kill the pest by creating free radicals, says Dr. Sharma, an MD. He's a fellow of the Royal College of Physicians and Surgeons, and he's a consultant to the National Institute of Health. He says, if you consume them, you'll be damaged by those free radicals also. According to a study by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, there's at least 53 cancer-causing pesticides applied to a large amount of our major food crops. Here's a statistic. In 2005, for example, 73% of fresh vegetables and fruits contained pesticide residues, as did 61% of processed foods and vegetables, 22% of soybeans, 75% of wheat, and a whopping 90% of milk and cream, and 16% of bottled water, unquote. It gets worse. The CDC, or the Center for Disease Control, found 116 pesticides and other artificial chemicals in our human blood and urine. And a 2006 study by the Environmental Working Group uncovered a dirty dozen of fruits and vegetables, which they assessed to be the most contaminated of all. Listen to some of these: peaches, apples, bell peppers, celery, nectarines, strawberries, cherries, pears, imported grapes, spinach, lettuce, and potatoes. We have, this is a quote, the effects of these chemicals may be difficult to separate from normally mildly debilitating aspects of the aging process, says Professor Harvey Blatt of the Institute of Earth Sciences at Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Next, we're going to cover the aging free radicals from our own bodies. The environment's not the only source of these toxic free radicals. Our bodies are a virtual free radical factory. Now, why in the world would you produce free radicals in your own body, you might ask, especially since these are such dangerous and health-robbing compounds? The answer is simple. All free radicals are not bad. I'll repeat that. All free radicals are not bad. Our immune system, for example, produces free radicals in the process of protecting us from harmful microorganisms and in the process of fighting infections. The very process of creating energy, respiratory metabolism, or in plain English, breathing, creates free radicals. Free radicals can help activate enzymes and produce hormones. The problem arises when the amount of free radicals in our body is excessive and out of control. Then the damage will significantly outweigh the benefits. While free radicals can search for that extra electron anywhere, they cause the most damage when they are derived from oxygen. Yep, oxygen, the stuff you breathe, and without which you couldn't live for more than a few moments. But oxygen has a dark side. Oxygen radicals are actually one of the most damaging kinds on the planet. When oxygen molecules are the ones that give up their electrons, we're in big trouble. it's like those wild, unimpaired electrons decided to pick up on the biggest, toughest guy in the schoolyard, and mayhem ensues. Free radicals derived from oxygen are known collectively as reactive oxygen species, and they're a virtual aging factory. While free radicals can search for that extra electron somewhere, they cause the most damage when they're derived from oxygen. Oxygen-derived radicals are a normal part of aerobic metabolism, so they're constantly being formed. In fact, anywhere there's oxygen radicals. During some aerobic exercise, you're actually making oxygen radicals, just breathing oxygen radicals. White blood cells are especially talented at producing oxygen radicals, which they then use as a defense against invading microbes. But all these toxins from the environment that we speak about earlier also have oxidizing effects on cells and produce tons of oxygen radicals. So does radiation, which actually produces the most damage in tissues that have a heavy concentration of oxygen. So we call these heavily oxidized tissues. Another way free radicals age us is through their effect on DNA. You may remember from high school biology, maybe, that your DNA is kind of like your own individual genetic instruction manual. It's found in every cell, and it's like a set of master blueprints that tell every other cell what to do. When the free radicals attack the DNA in your cells, they screw up their ability to replicate properly and pass on their instructions. This kind of DNA damage eventually shortens your DNA strands and triggers a process called apoptosis, which is programmed cell death. It's as if you were passing on a repair manual that constantly got dropped in the dirt, burned at the edges, and dropped in the water, and finally became so worn anyone trying to use it couldn't read the words anymore and had to guess what was written on the page. A mechanic relying on a manual like that couldn't be counted on to do a good job with your car. And DNA that's been damaged like that doesn't do a good job of repairing and rebuilding your cells, tissues, and organs. The result, what we know as aging. But there's more. One of the best known toxic effects of oxygen radicals is damage to cellular membranes. Nothing will age you faster than an assault on your cell membranes, even though it takes place under the radar and even though you can't see it except with a microscope. Why? Because the membranes are critical to cell health. They hold the cell together. Cell membranes have to be flexible enough to allow information to pass in and out, but stiff enough so that they don't collapse. They're delicate structures. One of the reasons trans fats are so damaging is that they negatively impact the cell membrane. Cell membranes are made up largely of fats or lipids called phospholipids, and the oxidative damage done to cell membranes is called lipid peroxidation. The fats that are most vulnerable in this kind of oxidative damage are the very fats that we've been told to eat more of, which is unsaturated fats like vegetable oil. Those fats are much more susceptible to oxidative damage than the more stable or stiffer saturated fats. It's a paradox, but it's completely true. Does that mean we shouldn't eat unsaturated fats? No, but it does mean they need special protection in the form of antioxidants if we're going to get their full benefit. Okay, lipid peroxidation is the damage to membranes caused by oxygen-free radicals, and they can have a number of effects, none of them good. It can make the membrane stiffer. It can decrease the activity of enzymes that are bound in the membranes. It can alter the activity of membrane receptors. Ultimately, on the cellular level, lipid peroxidation ages you from the inside out. There's not a disease of aging in which free radical damage is not an important component. That's why fighting free radical damage is such a running theme in the field of natural health, and why any natural substance that can deliver a powerful antioxidant wallop is so vitally important to your well-being. Okay, this is what you can talk about. Now it should be pretty apparent that there's no aging without free radical damage, and there's no way to fight the effects of aging without a strong army to fight off that damage. If your body didn't have any built-in defenses against the constant assault of free radicals, you probably wouldn't be here listening to this broadcast. In fact, you'd be quite dead. Fortunately, nature hardwired into our DNA the ability to make chemicals that help protect the cell against oxidative damage. These chemicals are called antioxidants. Okay, an antioxidant works by exactly the mechanism you might imagine from its name, by fighting oxidation. It donates one of its own electrons to the rogue molecule, essentially rendering it impotent and unable to do any damage. You've probably used the power of antioxidants yourself without realizing it. When a cook slices up some apples, she'll often squeeze some lemon juice over them. Left alone without that protection, the apple slices will turn brown. I'm sure you've seen that. That's oxidation, or oxidative damage in action. But the lemon juice contains powerful antioxidants like vitamin C, and the apple slices are protected with this antioxidant and will survive the air a lot longer without changing its color. You could try this yourself if you want to. It's a perfect home science project, which would demonstrate the protective power of antioxidants in the real world. Your body has some powerful antioxidants of its own. These built-in antioxidants keep us alive through the reproductive age. But there's one problem. They can't keep up with the workload. Our internal antioxidants are just not as effective as we age, especially when we live in an environment that assaults us with free radicals on a daily basis. After age 30, these built-in antioxidants cannot keep up with the cellular damage that's been produced by free radicals. But fortunately, there's help out there. And some of that help comes in the form of olive leaf complex, whose powerful antioxidant effects are probably responsible for a good deal of its medicinal benefits. So olive leaf complex is now referred to as the anti-aging miracle. Plants like olive trees have their own built-in protection against the oxidative damage of the sun. And these built-in protectors function as cell protectors in their own body. The very pigment that makes blueberries blue and raspberries red protect those berries from oxidative damage. And they do the same for you once inside your body. This is probably one of the many reasons for the greater health and longevity of people who regularly consume tons of fruits and vegetables. I'll go on more about olive leaf complex, but it's time for a break. We'll be back in a few minutes and continue this wonderful story of olive leaf complex.
Hello, I am John Hall. I'm the author of the book Beating Cancer Can Be Fun. I wrote a book on cancer fighting strategies for first-time diagnosed cancer patients. You heard it right. I'm the author. My name is John Hall. I recovered from metastatic melanoma over the last 3 years without chemo, without radiation, and without interferon. And I'm demonstrating in the book, Evidence-Based Nutrition Can Heal Cancers. In the book, you will learn why, in most cancer types, natural foods are superior to chemo or radiation. What is wrong with the medical community? Orthodox medicine could easily have a painless 90% cure rate on newly diagnosed cancer patients by using protocols I will recommend in my book, and yet they continue to use treatments which have less than a 3% cure rate. You can buy this book on ebook through Amazon.com, through the Nook, or at Barnes & Noble.
Okay, this is John Hall. We're back on the air, and I want to remind everybody before we continue this talk on Olive Leaf Complex that my partner in this venture is Dr. Ward Joyner, who's a health nutritionist from Roseville, California. He's also a DC, a doctor of chiropractic, and he is the one who's responsible that I'm alive tonight. He's the one that guided my process by recommending corrective nutrition. I did not have chemotherapy, nor radiation, nor any other medical treatment. I got well on all foods, and I began researching all these different products and foods, and I'm playing catch up with I'll never catch up totally with Dr. Joyner, but he is an amazing man. He treats all types of life-threatening diseases with people who come in his office. I've seen as many as 15 or 20 people a day come in his office, and I've talked to many of them, and they're going through recovery that medical doctors couldn't help them at all, and they are recovering. So anyway, Dr. Joyner will be back on the air. He'll do the program sometime in August, and then every other week I'll do a program, and we'll take turns. Sometimes we'll be on together, other times separate. So we'll move on with this subject of the anti-aging miracle. I was going to talk about other antioxidants, such as vitamin C and E, but that's just the beginning of the list. There's many minerals such as zinc and selenium that are also powerful antioxidants. There's hundreds, actually, of plant compounds known as phytochemicals. Quercetin, for example, which is a member of the flavonoid family, is found in apples and onions and has tremendous antioxidant activity. So does curcumin, which I take. I also eat pineapples, which has quercetin. Curcumin is a phytochemical found in turmeric, a spice that makes curry yellow. Spices in general are a tremendous source of antioxidants. I have a good Indian friend of mine from India who says that the curcumin is part of the daily diet among Indians. And nutrients rarely found in an appreciable amount of food, such as alpha-lipoic acid, are also tremendous weapons in the battle against oxidative damage. During my first year of recovery from cancer, I was taking alpha-lipoic acid on a regular basis. Believe me, it worked. Olive phenolics have a powerful ability to eat up free radicals and are a tremendous weapon in the fight against oxidative damage. They also show a strong synergistic behavior when combined, as occurs naturally in the olive leaf and concentrated in the olive leaf complex. The most active flavonoids are rutin, catechin, and luteolin, which exert antioxidant effects almost 2.5 times more than those of vitamins C and E. And they're comparable to lycopene according to in vitro tests. In addition, the antioxidant effect produced by Barlean's olive leaf complex is higher due to the synergy of flavonoids, phenols, and highly allurpin content. How important is that antioxidant power to your health? Consider this. Recent research from the Agricultural Research Service investigated the effects of antioxidants on after-meal oxidative stress. In it, volunteers first drank a shake containing carbohydrates, proteins, and fat, but no antioxidants. Sure enough, they produced blood samples with a reduced ability to counter noxious free radicals. Not good. We're learning that antioxidants should be consumed with every meal, says Ronald Pryor, who's a chemist who was the lead researcher on that study. If you routinely skip antioxidants in your diet, he says, over time, the excess number of free radicals being produced may begin damaging cellular components, ultimately leading to arteriosclerosis, cancer, and other diseases. In other words, all the diseases of aging. Next, we're going to talk about the ORAC ratings. And this demonstrates pretty well that antioxidants operate better as a team. Scientists have discovered a novel way, to assess the antioxidant power of foods. It's called the ORAC test. Usually when I talk about the ORAC test, I don't bother to tell the people what it stands for because it's complicated and it's hard to explain in a short broadcast. But it's going to make complete sense to you because of the material we've already covered. Ready? ORAC stands for Oxygen Radical Absorbent Capacity. Sure, it's a mouthful, but we already know what oxygen radicals are. Those really bad actors, also known as free radicals. So the ORAC test basically looks to see how effective certain foods are at mopping up these suckers, hence absorbent capacity. The ORAC test is similar to what you see in those television commercials for paper towels. The best performance of paper towels are the ones that soak up the junk more effectively. Why, you might ask, don't the scientists just measure the vitamin C and vitamin E and all the other antioxidants in the food and be done with it? Good question. And the answer is an important key to anti-aging eating strategies in general. Number one, there are probably hundreds of antioxidants we don't even know about. There's a whole class of plant chemicals called flavonoids, for example, that have over 4,000 members. And many of these act as antioxidants. Sure, we could measure the best known antioxidants, but that wouldn't necessarily present a complete picture of the food's true age-fighting potential, because it might miss many of the most important antioxidants not being tested. Not to mention each specific test for each individual antioxidant is expensive. Number two, and even more important, is a mysterious thing called synergy. Pay attention to this name, this word called synergy if you have a disease right now. Vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, and nutrients in general work in mysterious ways, which is one reason that scientists sometimes have trouble isolating and proving their effects. Actually, it's not really mysterious at all when you think about it. There is something in groups that's different than the individual members, and that is something in a food that differs from the sum total of the individual components in food. Sometimes a particular nutrient only shows benefits when it's in the presence of another nutrient on which it depends to do its job. For example, recent research shows that vitamin D protects against colon cancer unless your levels of vitamin A are too high, in which case the protective effect of vitamin D disappears. Sometimes two or three nutrients work better together synergistically. There's that word, synergy. Such as calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D, which together offer a substantial measure of protection for aging bones. Sometimes a nutrient's good deeds depends on being in an environment provided by the rest of the components in the food, and without these, the isolated nutrient doesn't perform well. Another example, the vision-enhancing carotenoids, lutein and, I can't pronounce it, xanthin, are only absorbed properly when they're consumed with some fat. Because of this synergistic effect, it's much more useful to look at the food itself and see how it performs with all its components. In the task of fighting free radicals, the best example of this is a rock and a rock and roll band. I'll bet most of you can name at least one album by the Rolling Stones, or maybe a Mick Jagger solo album. Not so much. Same thing with a championship basketball team, or a superb doubles team in tennis, or even perhaps a pair of figure skaters. The team may have the ability to perform together way better than the individual athletes can perform alone. So we go. In the ORAC test, scientists take whole foods and they test them against various oxygen radicals of the nastiest kind. They look to see which foods mop up those unfriendly, age-robbing, cell-destroying free radicals the most effectively. Then they rate these foods on a numbering system, giving them a number not surprisingly called an ORAC value. As you can see, well, you can't see the chart as I see it, but in the test they did, it shows, for example, vitamin C has good antioxidant property. Then a little better than that is green tea extract, and a little better than that is grapeseed extract. But then olive leaf complex has 400% more benefits than vitamin C. On another chart I'm reading, it shows nani juice at 270, mangosteen juice at 855, acai juice at 900. They're all good. Goji juice at 1,215. But the olive leaf complex, as an antioxidant powerhouse, came in at 7,608. So that's how it compares with the super juices. Complex. The use of olive leaf for medicinal purposes goes all the way back into the ancient Egyptians. They believed that the olive leaf was a symbol of heavenly power, and they used the extracted oils from the leaf in the mummification rituals of their kings. Then in the late 1800s, researchers identified a particular phenolic compound in olive leaf, which they named olorpane. To this date, many researchers believe that this is the component of the olive leaf most responsible for its therapeutic benefit. So that's the secret weapon of olive leaf complex, olorpane, O-L-E-U-R-O-P-E-I-N. One of the most powerful components in olive leaf complex, it's a phenolic compound. in its metabolite, hydroxytyrosol, have powerful antioxidant activity both in vivo and in vitro, both in life and in the laboratory, and gives extra virgin olive oil its bitter, pungent taste. Allurpine and its derivatives have a variety of roles, including anti-inflammatory and anti-thrombosis activities. It has antimicrobial activity against a whole variety of viruses, against bacteria, against yeast, and against fungi. Moreover, one of allurpine's derivatives has been shown to have even stronger broad-spectrum effects. One of the active ingredients in allurpine is a substance called linoleic acid. Linoleic acid has been shown to have an uncanny ability to inhibit the growth of viruses. And one form of this acid, calcium linoate, has been shown to fight not only viruses, but bacteria and parasitic agents as well. In my lifetime, I never thought I would see this, but it's for real. The antimicrobial immune-supporting effects of olive leaf complex have not gone unnoticed. A worldwide known medical researcher, Dr. Morton Walker, has reported many case histories, testimonials, and studies of health problems that have helped with the regular use of olive leaf. He's the author of more than 60 books and over 1,000 clinical journal and magazine articles, and he's the winner of many awards. In his book, Olive Leaf Extract, he states, quote, "Based on my research, I am convinced that olive leaf extract is destined to become the most useful, wide-spectrum, antimicrobial herbal ingredient of the 21st century. So the next question comes up is, how is your immune system functioning? Immunity is one of the keys to good health. Think for a moment about the last time something was going around in your office. Some people got really sick, but others probably didn't. And even among those who did, whatever bug was going around probably laid some people out for 2 weeks, while others went back to work after a day or so. The difference is in the performance of the immune system. This is not being taught by the medical profession as a group. There are exceptions, particularly among doctor researchers on nutrition. We can't really do much about the natural disasters like hurricanes or tropical storms, but what we can do is build a stronger house within ourselves that's more able to resist the ravages of bad weather. And in much the same way, we can't do much about the bugs and microbes we're all exposed to, but what we can do is strengthen and support our immune system. And believe me, olive leaf complex can help. It's worked for me. It's worked for thousands of others. Here are some of the questions you want to ask yourself if you're interested in evaluating just how well your immune system is functioning today. We've got a few more minutes, so I'll read them down. Do you get infections frequently? Do you have frequent colds? Do you get the flu? Do you experience inflammation or infections in the upper respiratory tract? 4, do you suffer from bronchitis frequently? 5, do you have recurrent skin infections? 6, have you ever suffered from recurrent infections of candida or yeast infections? 7, have you been diagnosed with Epstein-Barr or chronic fatigue syndrome? 8, do you experience a reduction in stamina and resistance, especially when under stress? When I first got my cancer, I was so weak, had such poor stamina, I could hardly walk around the block. Today, I can ride my bike for several miles. I can walk for several miles. I can swim quite a few laps at the pool, and my energy has returned. Next one, are your energy levels less than you would like them to be? And last of all, are any or all of these symptoms mean that you may have a compromised immunity? So, the immune-boosting foods which might help you include things such as fruits, vegetables, garlic, onion, vegetable juices, greens, cold water fish such as salmon, mackerel, sardines, sprouted seeds and beans, cold-pressed oils, legumes, raw nuts, and seeds, and are all powerful plant chemicals that can assist in supporting your immune system. For a more complete list, you can look in my book on Beating Cancer Can Be Fun. I also refer to a couple of other companies' lists of good foods to take in. Seaweeds, like, I'm going to give a whole show on seaweeds pretty soon. Seaweeds like kelp, kombu from India, hijiki from Japan are also excellent, as are cruciferous vegetables like broccoli. I've eaten a lot of broccoli in the last 3 years. Cabbage and Brussels sprouts. And exercise is one of the best ways to promote a healthy immune system, to get those toxins out of your body. That's one of the best ways. And now we can at last add to the list of nature's best natural immunity boosters: fresh, high-quality olive leaf complex from the best trees in the world. And many of those are grown in the rich soil of Australia. Lastly, some of the effects of olive leaf complex on blood pressure and glucose are interesting. People who have used it have a blood pressure lowering, and it's well documented not only in humans but in animal studies. Recently, a study conducted by Service de Catalogue in Tunis tested olive leaf complex in 30 patients with essential hypertension. The olive leaf complex was given every 4 hours for 3 months. After 15 days treatment with a placebo, active treatment resulted in a statistically significant decrease of blood pressure in all patients and was considered well tolerated. That means no bad reactions. Then there's the subject of blood sugar. Olive leaf complex also demonstrated hypoglycemic or blood sugar lowering activity in animals, probably because of the olipurin, which produces anti-diabetic activity in animals with diabetes. Though clinical studies on humans are not yet available, anecdotal evidence suggests that people are using it as an adjunct to dietary modification in type 2 diabetes. One report from Morocco found that 80% of people surveyed used herbal medicines for diabetes, hypertension, and cardiac disease, and olive leaf was one of the most popular treatments. Okay, I'm going to close for now, and just remind everybody that we're on the air every other Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I wish you all a great week, a great several weeks before we are in touch with you again. Have a good evening. This is John Hall signing off. Bye now.